Essay 64, To Be Gifted, J.B. Priestley. This matter of other people's learning and accomplishments has been worrying me for some time. I never read the life of any important person without discovering that he knew more and could do more than I could ever hope to now or to do in a half dozen lifetimes. To begin with, unless these people chance to be obvious invalids, like Stevenson or Tekhov, they are always tremendous athletes with surprising strength, powers of endurance, and so forth. They can all walk and run and climb our heads off, even when they are 70. Then they all have the gift of tongues. You never catch a glimpse of them sitting down to learn a new language, not even running an eye over its irregular verbs. Yet it is admitted that they speak any number with an astonishing fluency and purity of accent. They never confine themselves to one science, but are inevitably masters of several. The big book of nature they know by heart. Only the other day I was reading an account of a great novelist, a most sophisticated and subtle person, and was told that he knew the name and habits and history of every wildflower and plant and tree and bird in the country. Nor is that all. There is not one of these bigwigs who is not, I quote the customary phrases, a sensitive and accomplished musician, or an extraordinarily fine amateur watercolorist, or the possessor of a magnificent prose style. We are always told that, had circumstances been different, their talents were such that they need only have given their serious attention to one or the other of these arts to have procured for themselves lasting and perhaps worldwide reputations. So runs the legend of the eulogists. I am baffled. How is it done? I ask the question again, and my voice rises to a scream of envy and vexation. Consider what is involved in this matter, so lightly touched upon and dismissed, of music or watercolor painting or fine writing. What years of serious application or drudgery at the keyboard, the easel, or the writing desk? It is one thing to strum on the piano as you and I do, faking the left-hand passages as we go along, or to daub a few patchy watercolors, or to paste on to clumsy prose some old spangles of rhetoric. And it is quite another thing to be an accomplished musician or artist or writer. If the first were meant, I could understand it, but the second, and as a mere reaction, too. And then to add the athleticism, the sciences, the tongues, the natural history, I am bewildered and crushed. The very idle rumor of fellow creatures so wonderfully gifted makes me dwindle in my own estimation to the size of a gnat.